and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am retiring today.
Breaking news, as Democratic Congressman John Conyers of Michigan says he'll be stepping down from his seat and won't be seeking re-election in the midst of sexual harassment allegations against him. Conyers saying on a Detroit radio station he wants his seat to stay in the family, though.
My oldest boy, John Conyers III, who incidentally I endorsed, to replace me in my seat in Congress.
Conyers endorsing his son John Conyers III to replace him. He spoke from a Detroit hospital where he's been treated for stress-related issues. A huge wildfire sweeping through Ventura County, California, now over 32,000 acres have burned since it began just yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time. Ready? 800-772-7610.
Ireland's reached an agreement with Apple to begin collecting about $15 billion in back taxes. The Irish government at first had fought the ruling, but now Kevin Ossebeck brings us up to date from Brussels.
Last year, the European Commission ruled Apple got a special and unfair tax break. The EU investigation revealed at times the company was paying a tax rate of less than 1%. At first, Dublin refused to collect the back taxes, which prompted the Commission to refer to the European Court of Justice. Apple is still appealing the Commission's decision, so the back taxes it pays for now will go into a blocked bank account.
President Trump's being pushed by an organization representing nearly 60 nations to back off recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The Organization of Islamic States saying that such a move would be naked aggression and would cause the U.S. to lose its mediating role in the Middle East. A decision from President Trump's expected within the next few days. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who's living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's Godless Country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
The Supreme Court today hearing arguments in the case of a Colorado baker who refused to bake a cake for a gay wedding. The baker claiming that requiring him to make the cake would violate his freedom of expression. The couple he turned down says refusing to serve gay customers is illegal discrimination. President Trump will be on the road this weekend, heading to Mississippi. And Mississippi is preparing to welcome him, as we hear from Randy Bell.
Trump is expected to be in Jackson Saturday as the state wraps up its bicentennial celebration with the opening of the new History and Civil Rights Museums. The Museum of Mississippi History takes a broad look at what's happened here even before we became a state, and the Mississippi Civil Rights Museum focuses on the struggle that put us in the national spotlight for three decades. Lucy Allen with the Department of Archives and History says it doesn't pull any punches.
It is a story that needs to be told, Mississippi being the state that lynched more African Americans than any other state.
And the museum gives special attention to the most notorious crimes, including the murders of Emmett Till, Medgar Evers, and three civil rights workers in Neshoba County.
And a new Star Trek film could be in filmmaker Quentin Tarantino's future. As the online magazine Deadline is reporting, he sold Paramount on what he called a great idea for a Star Trek feature. The studio is reportedly now putting together a group of writers to turn it into a movie. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! Today we're going to talk about a recent trip to Vietnam. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh?
And happy holidays, Colonel. Guys, only a week to go until someone gets an early Christmas present with the always huge Army versus Navy football game fast approaching. Also fast approaching for me are my final private pilot exams. Wish me luck. And thanks again to the post-9/11 GI Bill for making that possible.
Hey, that's good. Keep us posted. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby looks happy. We'll hear from him as he shares some warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here with a twinkle in his eye. What's up, Skip?
Colonel, did you say twinkle or twinkie? Because I love Twinkies, but twinkle and twinkie, two different things.
Well, you have two different eyes.
I love Twinkies. Yellow dye number 5, all that grease, oh, and rich flour with a Mountain Dew.
Ooh, you think you died and gone to heaven.
I will if I keep eating those.
Here's what we have for you today. A news and comment by the Colonel. I'm going to talk about the uniqueness of America. You know, a couple of months ago, Dr. Ed Tick joined us to discuss an upcoming trip he was going to take with some Vietnam vets. They were going to Vietnam for some healing. Well, they went, and they're back, and we'll be talking to them. It's cool. Then it's World War II time. Monica Henright will discuss the movie Casablanca, which is related to Operation Torch, the first U.S. invasion of North Africa. That was a very key effort early in that war. And we'll learn more about United American Patriots. Their CEO and founder, Major Donahue, will join us to discuss how they support vets and their families. They support vets who are doing their assigned tasks in combat and are being punished for it. And, of course, we'll cover Service Academy football.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to the show, troops. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or do it on Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. Lead out, Josh.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, after a two-month hiatus, North Korea was back at it again this past week, launching an ICBM into the waters off Japan. On Tuesday, the Pentagon detected and tracked a single intercontinental ballistic missile that was launched from North Korea at 1:17 p.m. Eastern Time. Pentagon spokesman, Army Colonel Rob Manning, said the missile was launched from Seine-Ni in North Korea and traveled a lateral distance of about 1,000 kilometers before splashing down in the Sea of Japan, within Japan's economic exclusion zone. After assessing the trajectory and flight path of the latest launch, it was identified as the first launch of their latest and most advanced missile, the Hwasong-15. The missile flew for 53 minutes, traveling 960 kilometers, while reaching more than twice as high as any previous North Korean ICBM launch. The regime of Kim Jong-un has repeatedly tested nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles this year, despite condemnations from the international community and economic sanctions from the U.S. Security Council. North Korea is claiming the Hwasong-15 can carry a super-heavy nuclear payload to any target in the mainland United States. As goes physics, the heavier the payload, the shorter the range of any missile. Michael Elliman, a leading missile expert, was quoted in the South China Morning Post. Elliman estimated that Kim Jong-un's nuclear bomb must weigh less than 350 kilograms if he expects to strike the western edges of the U.S. mainland. Quote, a 600-kilogram payload barely reaches Seattle.
I'm glad that what our nation's leadership is planning to do with or to North Korea is being kept a secret. But we sure do need to do something, and soon. I don't want to wait till some city's been hit by a North Korean missile before we act.
A pair of Air Force Academy cadets selected for pilot training are not only preparing for their day in the cockpit, they're also looking to boost the performance and lethality of the A-10 Warthog. Cadets First Class John Clegg and John Pothoff have been working at the Academy, quote, to research decreasing maintenance requirements and increase munitions capability. Cadet First Class Pothoff said in a news release, we're working together to investigate replacing the existing leading-edge slat system with a fixed leading-edge droop to reduce complexity on this important aircraft. Their aeronautics professor, Dr. Thomas Yetchout, is assisting with the research. But the cadets not only want to produce a smoother flight, they want to strap more rockets to the Fairchild Republic-made Thunderbolt II. The A-10 is a Cold War-era ground attack plane known for its iconic gun, designed to shred tanks, and its tough titanium armor designed to take hits and keep flying. Cadets Clegg and Pothoff believe the A-10 can carry more munitions if the number of pods that carry rockets could be increased. Professor Yetchout said, quote, their tasking was for us to evaluate and define the aerodynamic effects and the performance implications of tripling the number of rocket pods. This included assessing the changes in aircraft range, endurance, and maximum speed, end quote. Air Force leaders have repeatedly said the A-10, one of the leading aircraft in the fight against ISIS, will remain in service into the foreseeable future.
This is great. These cadets are truly preparing themselves for the real world of the Air Force. I sure hope their efforts keep the Warthog flying for many more years.
The Military Sealift Command Hospital ship, USNS Comfort, has ended its nearly two-month medical assistance mission in Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria and has returned to its home port in Virginia at Naval Station Norfolk. In a statement, the Navy said the Comfort, which left Norfolk on September 29th and arrived off Puerto Rico on October 4th, had treated 1,899 patients, performed 191 surgeries, provided 76,000 liters of oxygen, and 10 tons of food and water. The surgeries included 44 general surgical procedures, such as hernia repair, gallbladder removal, and appendix removal, 25 major orthopedic surgical cases, 17 amputations, and 15 urological procedures. One of the life-saving surgeries involved the open repair of a ruptured aortic aneurysm, which was the most complex surgery ever performed on a hospital ship, according to the Navy. In addition, the Comfort staff delivered two babies. The first was a baby girl, Sarah Victoria Lewell Rodriguez, born on October 14th. The second was a baby boy, Isaias Valerio Fonseca, born on November 3rd. His father is a Navy veteran.
Way to go, U.S. Navy. Our primary mission is to defend our nation from the enemies, but we're really good at helping out during and after disasters, as the USNS Comfort just demonstrated.
The U.S. will cut off its supply of arms to Kurdish fighters in Syria, a move by President Trump that is sure to please Turkey, but further alienate Syrian Kurds, who bore much of the fight against ISIS. In a phone call with Turkish President Erdogan, Trump said he'd given clear instructions that the Kurds will receive no more weapons, and that this nonsense should have ended a long time ago, said Turkish Foreign Minister Cavusoglu. The White House confirmed the move in a cryptic statement about the phone call that said Trump had informed Erdogan of pending adjustments to the military support provided to our partners on the ground in Syria. The White House called the move consistent with our previous policy and noted the recent fall of Raqqa, once ISIS's self-declared capital, but recently liberated by a largely Kurdish force. The Trump administration announced in May it would start arming the Kurds in anticipation of the fight to retake Raqqa. A White House statement read, quote, "We are progressing into a stabilization phase to ensure that ISIS cannot return," end quote. The move could help ease strained tensions between the U.S. and Turkey, two NATO allies that have been sharply at odds about how best to wage the fight against the Islamic State. Turkey considers the Kurdish-Syrian fighters, known by the initials YPG, to be terrorists because of their affiliation to outlawed Kurdish rebels that have waged a three-decade-long insurgency in Turkey. Yet the U.S. chose to partner with the YPG in Syria anyway, arguing that the battle-hardened Kurds were the most effective fighting force available.
And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel. Then we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we're going to talk about a healing trip to Vietnam. Eddie's troops, take a break. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Always keep your guns locked up and safe from unauthorized users, especially your children. Inside your home, you should be able to get to your gun within 5 seconds of sensing danger. To accomplish this, stage a secure and loaded firearm on each level of your home. Above all else, never leave loaded guns unattended where children can gain access. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
He was malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dinovite and Lickochops. His omega-3 supplement on Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
I've got my ground beef, the Dinovite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to dinovite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you can continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. For two centuries, there was little disagreement that the USA was different from all other nations. From almost every perspective, ours was a great nation. Just the fact that people from all over the world have, and are still, moving here, not away from here, says a lot. They come legally and illegally. I'd like to discuss some of the reasons why we were and are perhaps the greatest nation on earth. Yeah, I know that sounds like crazy bragging, but if not us, then whom? Seriously, if not us, then whom? First of all, unlike all other nations, past or present, ours was founded on a self-evident truth that all men are created equal. Our founders created a society in which, for the first time in history, each individual's fate would be determined not by who his father was, but by his own freely chosen pursuit of his own ambitions. In other words, America was to be something new under the sun, a society in which hereditary status and class distinctions would be erased, leaving individuals free to act and to be judged on their merits alone. There were, of course, the two contradictions of slavery and position of women, but they had to be, and were, resolved. Almost every other nation in the world is tribally based. Since most of the world today is still much more tribal than national, we can see this by looking anywhere. One classic example became known in the movie and book Hotel Rwanda. The Tutsi and Hutu tribes didn't think of themselves as Rwandans, but as tribal members, and killing members of the other tribe was fine. We see that as members of different sects of radical Islam seek to kill other Muslims, as well as everyone else. The absence of tribes in America helps us all to be just Americans. Secondly, in all other countries, citizenship is a matter of birth, of blood, of lineage. Thus, foreigners could never really become a full-fledged member of society. Not in America. To become a full-fledged American, it was only necessary to pledge allegiance to the new republic and the principles for which it stood. In the last century, we've added that you must come legally, but we even care for those who are here illegally. Thirdly, in all other nations, the rights, if any, enjoyed by their citizens, were granted by humans, kings or princes and sometimes parliaments. Thus, these rights could be revoked by the same people. In America, the citizens' rights were declared from the beginning to have come from God and to be inalienable, that is, immune to revocation. I quote our Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. End quote. One of our inalienable rights is the pursuit of happiness. Note that our rights do not include free stuff, including food, medical care, housing, phones. No, we were and are free to take control of our own lives, and we're free to sink or swim based on our own achievement. Elsewhere, our successes could be taken away by the elite. No, we are responsible for ourselves, and we are free, through our churches or other charities, to care for those less fortunate among us. Socialism, on the other hand, has a strong central government that can and does control much of what citizens can do with their lives, if by no other way than by taking, in taxes, much of their earnings. A standard theme of socialism is, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. This is a really good idea if everybody plays the rules and works hard all the time to contribute to society. Unfortunately, many people won't or don't do that. When comparing the U.S. to the Soviet Union, I would encourage my students to read The Grapes of Wrath, a novel that shows the bad side of American capitalism, and The Gulag Archipelago, the story of the USSR's prison camps for citizens. A story told by a Soviet dissident provides a funny note. It seems that Soviet authorities would encourage the repeated screening of The Grapes of Wrath, a movie about the Great Depression-era migration of starving farmers from the Dust Bowl to California in their broken-down pickups. But contrary to expectation, what Soviet audiences got from the film was not the impression how wretched was the life of the poor in America. Instead, they came away marveling that, in America, even peasants own trucks. So, for those who feel our nation is so bad, I close with the question, compared to what is America so bad? May God bless America. And those are my comments. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom, and we're about to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
You know, Colonel, you're right. Compared to what is America so bad? I love this country. You know, I spent a big chunk of my military career as an enlisted member and could easily look to the officers for guidance when it came to military etiquette. However, when I took a commission as a Chief Warrant Officer, all of a sudden, I was the person everyone was looking to for the correct etiquette in a particular situation. Guess I probably should have paid a little bit more attention to those classes. Service etiquette is important since service members are considered representatives not only of their military branch, but also of the United States government. And one of the more formal such events is what's called the dining in or dining out. A dining in is a formal dinner given by members of a military wing, unit, or organization. It may honor a department officer or welcome a new one or give recognition to a dignitary or a unit's achievement. It can also simply be a pleasant way for officers to get better acquainted. The main purpose of a dining in is to bring together of a unit in an atmosphere of camaraderie and good fellowship. And a dining out is very similar. However, spouses and guests are also invited to a dining out. The term dining in derives from a Viking tradition of celebrating great battles and feats or heroes by formal ceremony. This tradition spread to the monasteries and early day universities and then to the military when the officers' mess was established. British soldiers brought the custom to colonial America, where it was borrowed by George Washington's Continental Army. This is a formal affair where military members and retired officers wear a formal dress uniform with medals. Civilian guests wear a black tie or a formal dress. An officer's mess has a president, which is usually the commanding officer of the unit, and a vice, who's usually a junior officer in that particular unit. The president of the mess selects the date, the place, the time, and the purpose for the dining in. The vice makes all the appropriate toasts and sounds the dinner chimes. After dinner, the tables are cleared and port is poured. But you do not drink the wine or smoke until the president announces, quote, "Ladies and gentlemen, the smoking lamp is lighted." Then the president of the mess stands up and proposes a toast to the commander-in-chief of the United States, and each officer stands with a raised glass. Other toasts will also continue, but you must remember not to drain your glass on each toast. Only on the final traditional toast are the glasses bottomed up. It's believed the custom of toasting came into wide acceptance after the effects of poison were discovered. When two persons drank from the same source at the same time and suffered no ill effects, a degree of mutual trust and rapport could be established. Today, toasting is simply a courtesy to the person being honored. A dining in can be fun and, frankly, an entertaining event. It also helps to continue the very important aspects of military customs. In fact, there's a brand new tradition what is being called the combat dining in. The format and the sequences of the event are still built around the traditional dining in. However, it's a far less formal atmosphere, and combat uniforms, such as BDU or flight suits, is the norm. I personally like the combat dining in because the only times I've ever worn my formal military uniform has been for these formal dining ins. I've spent a lot of money in that formal uniform just to go to an event to spend time with my coworkers. Maybe if I was a regular commissioned officer and not a warrant, I wouldn't be so cynical. I don't know. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, friend. You are one amazing guy. Straight ahead, we'll talk with Dr. Ed Tick about his trip to Vietnam with some Vietnam vets. Then we'll talk World War II in North Africa, as shown in the movie Casablanca. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You are standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for sit-ups. I'm a West Point cadet, class of 1964, so do 64 of them and stand at ease. As we enter the holiday season and prepare to spend time with family and friends, we at Spartan Nash wish you all the best.
We know that not all our service members can be with their loved ones during the holidays. Through our MDV Military Division, Spartan Nash is the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. military commissaries around the world. It's our privilege to deliver a slice of home to our heroes.
Wherever you spend the holidays this year, we at Spartan Nash MDV thank you for your service and send you our best wishes.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
USA Radio News.
I feel like we're going to have a majority. We're going to have 218 for passing the CR we have this week. We're having a good conversation with our members about exactly how to do this. We're having a good conversation with our members about timing and date and tactics and all the rest. The point is we're having the kind of family discussion that we need to have about how to proceed forward.
House Speaker Paul Ryan earlier today on Capitol Hill assuring everyone that people are working together to resolve the differences in the Senate and House tax bill. Now, the Democrats are once again saying that this bill will only help the rich and will increase the deficit. A wildfire continues to sweep through Southern California. Ventura County Fire Chief Mark Lorenz has the latest.
The current fire size now is about 45,000 acres and at least 150 structures are lost. We successfully evacuated over 27,000 people.
Lorenz said today's biggest challenge will be the wind and low humidity. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100inchamber.org.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's a pleasure to welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom Dr. Ed Tick. Ed was on the show a few months ago, and we talked about his then upcoming trip to Vietnam. He was taking some Vietnam vets with him. The goal, among other things, was healing. Well, the trip is now in the history books. Welcome back to the show, Ed.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Colonel. Honored to be back, and thank you for the opportunity to share stories upon return from another type of deployment.
Ed, you run an outfit called Soldier's Heart. Talk about it a little bit from the point of its goals. What does Soldier's Heart do?
I've been working with our veterans for over 40 years. I began at the very end of the Vietnam War. But Soldier's Heart was founded in 2005 as a nonprofit specializing in addressing the invisible wounds of war, what we call post-traumatic stress disorder, and also now, as our field knows, moral injury. So while there are many techniques, strategies, philosophies about healing, what we do is really look at, deeply address the moral and the spiritual and the cultural dimensions of military service, of the experience of combat, and of the moral injury that is inevitable from participating in warfare. And we find means, as I said, spiritual, emotional, and cultural means for addressing these. So we run retreats, we run trainings, we run journeys to Vietnam. This was my 17th journey back to Vietnam. And we find human means for addressing the symptomatology of post-traumatic stress disorder, really normalizing it such that we, our warriors understand they inevitably were changed by their military experience. And what we call PTSD as a breakdown really is an opportunity for embracing the transformation and continuing to grow and change and become an elder warrior. Our goal really is not to make civilians, but to help our warriors embrace their new identity as a warrior, as a lifelong journey, and an identity that continues to serve the culture.
So, folks, you can see why I want Ed on the show. This is not the first or the second or third time he's been on. And what he does is something that, well, needs doing. If this interests you, before I let him go at the end of our interview, I'll ask him for contact information so that you can plug into or support Soldier's Heart. Okay, Ed, let's talk the trip. Take it from the top. How many vets did you take? How'd you pick them? Where'd you go? Why?
Okay. Well, this trip, we had a dozen in our group. There were five veterans, and this is, we can start from the top, as you say. This is very interesting. Three of the five veterans were not in-country veterans, yet they suffered very much from PTSD. And one of our veterans had been a doc, a medic in combat, who didn't carry a gun. So we would think he might have avoided PTSD or moral injury, but in fact he didn't. He has had really severe moral injury. The vets are somewhat self-selecting. People hear about my work, or we meet at retreats, or they read my books. My book, War in the Soul, and Warrior's Return, both have a lot of detail about the journeys back and how they work. So people find me, or I find them, or we meet at events, and then we do go through a kind of a rigorous vetting process to make sure that they're healthy enough, strong enough, and ready to confront their own demons from the past and from the war in this particular way. Two of the vets brought their wives, and we also have people. Vietnam being a Buddhist culture and very spiritually oriented, we also sometimes have people who are looking for spiritual pilgrimage. We also have people who want to be in country to reconcile with veterans. As I said, two of the five vets on this trip did not serve in country. They wanted to reconcile with combat veterans by being in country with veterans as they thought they should have been during the war. They never gave their in-country service. So there really are multiple reasons that people choose to go. But everyone has some degree of post-traumatic stress disorder and moral injury. Every one of them chooses this journey for a number of reasons. To replace old traumatic images that they carry from the war era with images of Vietnam today, to transform their identities from someone who helped to attack and destroy to someone who helps preserve and rebuild, to address moral injury through direct action. We do charity projects in Vietnam. We have the veterans donate to charity projects. We do these charity projects right where vets serve. And to attain forgiveness from the Vietnamese. And the Vietnamese universally say there is nothing to forgive. It wasn't your fault. You were a good warrior doing what a warrior should do for his country. The only people responsible are the leadership who made bad decisions. To overcome, let go of survivor's guilt, the Vietnamese also say it's appropriate to feel grief but not guilt. You may have the harder job living than the people who fell during the war. To exchange honor and respect with the Vietnamese, we have reconciliation meetings between our veterans and theirs. Often people who fought in the same battle, sometimes people who fought over the same hill, meet each other and fall into each other's arms in joy. Tease, you know, the black humor of, ha-ha, you were a bad shot, good thing, or we wouldn't be here this beautiful day to become friends. It's really extraordinary. And, well, every trip is designed differently because the vets all need to go to their old AOs.
That's a good point. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing Dr. Ed's recent trip to Vietnam with a number of Vietnam vets. So did you try to group them by geography, or did you just travel from place to place in Vietnam?
No, we travel from place to place. I keep the groups small. As I said, there are about a dozen people this year. My groups are between 10 and 20 people, so we can travel easily, get to know each other very well, interact deeply with the Vietnamese people, and especially their veterans and war survivors. And so we don't have too many AOs that we have to go to, so we can cover it all in 2.5 weeks. This year we went to the Mekong Delta, Saigon, Da Nang and Hoi An, Central Coastal Region, and Hanoi. Of course, luckily nobody had served in Hanoi. We didn't have any POWs with us this time. But we ended up in Hanoi for Veterans Day weekend, and we had a whole series of events, literally meeting hundreds of Vietnamese people. They're veterans from their grunts to generals to high-ranking officers. We were invited to a college where 200 college students interviewed our veterans and really want to understand American history, the American point of view and experience, and what our veterans experience and how different it is from their own experiences. So this was, I would say, about the best Veterans Day I've ever spent in a place that our veterans never wanted to end up. But this time they celebrated being in Hanoi and were welcomed as honored guests, brothers and sisters who were welcomed home after 40, 50 years of being away.
That's amazing, exciting, and not shocking. Human beings, as a general rule, don't want to be at war. They want to be at peace, and they want to get to know people and learn things and be at peace with the world. Isn't that a generally true statement?
Yes, and at the same time, we do have this dark side that impels us into war and conflict and misunderstanding. But we wash away the darkness and the shadows that are in people's spirits from trips like this. And we do, as you're rightly pointing out, enter into a beautiful shared humanity. One Viet Cong veteran whom we meet with every year, we stay with his family in the Mekong Delta in their little compound, we would call it, I don't know what we would call it. It's a rustic compound on a small island in the Mekong Delta. His name is Tom Tien, and he welcomes us with so much joy. He nearly died during the war, and so every minute, and many of our vets learn to feel this way too, every minute of life is precious when you come that close to death. Well, Tom Tien visits welcomes our veterans, calling us brothers and sisters who survived the same hell. And he says, these are his exact words, from now on and forevermore, American and Vietnamese veterans must be the lips and tongue of the same mouth telling the world the same story.
Wow. Is that an amazing statement?
Isn't it?
And
yes.
A true one.
Yes.
There's a
yes.
lot more to discuss about this amazing trip, and Dr. Tick's going to stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops do, it's push-ups time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. Hey, that's how many I do every day. Then do 20 more sit-ups and take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Dynovite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChaps free.
New, improved LicoChaps with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChaps
free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dynovite is nutrition. DINOVITE.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Ed Tick about his recent trip to Vietnam. Ed, the welcome that the Vietnamese, and particularly the Vietnamese veterans who fought against us, give to our troops is amazing. It, undoubtedly, they've had a lot of healing from it. We get it, too. Talk about the healing in our guys. Did you? I'm sure you saw some.
Oh, yes. As I said, this is my 17th trip. So by now, I've brought over 100 American veterans of the Vietnam War. And our listeners should know, I've also brought Iraq and Afghanistan and special ops veterans who can't go back to where they served. But they want to be involved in the healing and reconciliation process. They want to talk to former foes of America and use that substitute as a way to be at peace with their service. So it works for people who didn't serve in Vietnam as well as those who did. But let's talk about the healing. One matter is that many of our veterans are looking for forgiveness, and they go to Vietnam to apologize. As I said, the Vietnamese say there is nothing to forgive. They say your service here was not your fault. You were only a tiny screw in a huge international machine. They teach, because they're a Buddhist culture, they teach what they would call the acceptance of karma, that life was what it was and you can't change it. The Vietnamese accept karma, and in fact, they don't have PTSD. Their healing is on the physical level. They have Agent Orange diseases to extreme degree. Their children and grandchildren are suffering from Agent Orange. Vietnam is still a poor country, even though it's developing, and it's now mostly an open market economy. It's still a very poor country, and they can't rebuild the schools and the bridges and the roads that were destroyed during the war, so we do that. When our veterans give back directly, for example, we built a school in the Mekong Delta on the site where American bombers tragically destroyed a school during the war. So our veterans are helping rebuild. This is biblical. This is restoring the paths to dwell in, as Isaiah said. We go back to where we cause damage and harm, and this isn't about politics either. We don't discuss politics. We don't argue with each other, the Americans, and we don't argue with the Vietnamese. Rather, we understand and accept everybody's point of view, and we do the work of reconciliation, forgiveness, and atonement. So when we build a school where there was one before, and young Vietnamese children jump all over our veterans, calling them grandpa, grandma, or uncle and aunt, and thank you for the school, and you always bring me gifts from America. I love America. America gives us schools rather than any war memories. We're actually literally changing history for the young, and it changes the imagery in our veterans' minds. Part of PTSD is frozen war imagery that's stuck in their minds. We're replacing old traumatic images with new imagery. We're transforming identities from those who have fought and destroyed to those who preserve and develop. We're addressing the moral injury directly through charitable donations, through rebuilding, exchanging forgiveness. Our veterans and theirs are exchanging honor and respect and making friends where they once feared each other, you know, over taking each other's lives. So the healing, scouts honor, warriors honor. We see more healing in 2.5 weeks back in Vietnam than in 50 years since the war.
Well, when you describe what's going on, it would almost be impossible for that not to be true. That's an ideal situation, and it would be impossible to go on that trip and not be touched.
True. With all respect for the degree, I'm a psychotherapist. I've done thousands and thousands of hours of counseling, one-on-one and group therapy. And with all respect for the goodness and necessity of good counseling and therapy, and that our vets really deserve that, this outside the consulting room, back in the old AO, with former foes, this allows us to address the core issues that are in PTSD directly and immediately with the people we experience them with, rather than talking about it from a distance, being stuck in our grief, not being able to find the real-world action that changes the condition or that changes us. This does it.
If it works, don't knock it. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing the recent trip to Vietnam where Dr. Ed Tick took a number of Vietnam vets for a return trip where real healing took place. Ed, we got about 2 minutes left. Talk about Soldier's Heart. If people want to learn more, maybe want to get involved, maybe want to become a supporter, I'm sure you would not be offended if people wanted to support you financially.
No, on the contrary. We are dependent on grants and donations. We're not a rich organization, but we're doing spiritually rich work that really heals.
So talk to us about how people can learn more, get involved, plug in.
Thank you. So we have a website. It's soldiersheart.net. Please visit our website. We have a Facebook page. People can go to the Facebook page. I posted blogs as we travel. I have about a dozen blogs on our Soldier's Heart Facebook page, so people can read in detail and see lots of photographs from this trip and see what they're like. Our phone number is 518-274-0501. It's 518-274-0501. or you can email us at info@soldiersheart.net. We have not only these healing journeys annually, but we also run intensive healing retreats all over the country. We travel them. So we have retreats coming up in April and May over the summer. I teach and our leadership teaches. We also have training retreats where we teach this holistic and community and spiritually based model for how to address and heal PTSD and moral injury. And so we have volunteers all over the country, and we are happy to bring our programs to any community in the country that needs them. We work intensively with communities to teach communities how the veterans and military families in their community really need to be brought home. So people can get involved in any or all of these ways, and we welcome outreach from anybody interested.
Ed, thank you. Thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for the trip, all the trips you have taken, all the lives you have touched. May you have a whole bunch more, my friend. I look forward to the next time we do an interview. Thank you for joining us.
You're so welcome, Colonel Denny. Thank you, and thank you as well for lighting the path to freedom and healing for all of us.
Now it's time for our Stand Tall Troop Report. This is when we find an outstanding performance of duty, and we're privileged to honor, well, these fine troops. 56 Army medics competed as two-person teams in the punishing 72-hour Army Best Medic competition at Fort Sam Houston, Texas, and Camp Bullis, Texas, from October 29th to November 2nd. Staff Sergeant Joseph Rangel and Staff Sergeant Richard Philbin was the winning team representing the 75th Ranger Regiment. The Army's Best Medic competition is hosted by the Army Medical Command. This year's competition included 28 teams and is designed to physically and intellectually challenge the medics in simulated tactical environment. Philbin believes they were selected because he and Rangel have served together previously and work well together as a team. The competition is designed to test the medical proficiency and leadership while working together as a team. Competitors must be adaptive leaders who are tested in physical fitness, walking up to 30 miles throughout the competition, tactical, pistol, and rifle marksmanship, land navigation, and overall knowledge of medical, technical, and tactical proficiencies through hands-on tasks. Rangel explained that his team had a strategy. Quote, "We always have a lot of buddies who attend the Best Ranger competition, and they had hints for us, like stretch out between each event, make sure we're constantly hydrating, and do make sure we're not always trying to push ourselves to the extreme, but just try to land among the top five so we have some gas for the next activity or lane." Competitor skills must also be a solid mix of tactical, technical, and critical thinking in order to win the competition. So stand tall, Sergeants Rangel and Philbin. Frontlines of Freedom and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour discussing the movie Casablanca and the World War II battle Operation Torch. Then we'll hear how United American Patriots is helping some very abused U.S. combat veterans, and we'll cover Service Academy football. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, go somewhere and run some wind sprints through the snow if necessary. Then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This report is brought to you by the Salvation Army. 2017 marks the Salvation Army's 127th Red Kettle Campaign, which raises money for families and individuals in need. This year, the Salvation Army is encouraging everyone to join the fight for good, to help the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. For more than two decades, the Dallas Cowboys have partnered with the Salvation Army to kick off the Red Kettle Campaign and have helped raise nearly $2.2 billion. Commissioner David Hudson, National Commander of the Salvation Army.
As Christmas approaches, we see challenges facing those hit with hardship. Now, more than ever, other Americans need our help. Recent natural disasters have displaced thousands of people who don't know where they can find a holiday meal or a warm bed, or if they'll have one at all. This holiday season, we urge every American to adopt a cause that they are passionate about, whether it be hunger, shelter, or Christmas assistance, and help fill the Salvation Army's red kettles across the country.
To join the fight for good, visit redkettlereason.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family.